The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. A note published on the web by the Directorate of Identification, Immigration, and Foreigners of the Islands Ministry of the Interior indicates that false and ill-intentioned information circulates again about alleged impediments in requesting the issuing of passports for people under 40 years of age at the corresponding offices of the Ministry of the Interior. In this regard, the above office reiterated that the ways and formalities established by the law for obtaining a Cuban passport are maintained. It also suggested to Cuban citizens to disregard any information that is not published through our official media and by the corresponding authorities. The note points out that the Cuban passport is an identity and citizenship document that, consequently, is issued to Cuban citizens residing in Cuba and abroad who request it. Cuba and Mexico will hold their 27th interparliamentary meeting in Havana between April 1st and 2nd with the aim of strengthening bilateral cooperation projects, the island's legislature reported. According to the official source, both parties will address issues of mutual interest in terms of economic relations, health collaboration, cooperation on topics on the multilateral agenda, as well as educational, cultural, and sports ties. The International Relations Commission of the National Assembly of People's Power of Cuba reiterated that these meetings constitute a valuable instrument to propose initiatives among the participating countries, seek solutions to common problems, and outline future strategies. According to the information, the official program of the event includes visits to scientific centers located in this capital, and at the end of the event, the delegations will issue a final declaration. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez strongly rejected the interference in internal affairs shown by Josep Borrell, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Policy. The Cuban minister live-tweeted that only our courts and not any European authority are empowered to issue sentences in strict adherence to due legal process and emphasized that the European Union should deal with episodes of repression occurring in its member states and minors detained in their prisons. The European Union, which acts with obvious double standards, does not have any right or moral authority to meddle in matters that only concern the Cuban state, he added. In a recent statement, Mr. Borrell expressed deep concern about judicial sentences handed down against people involved in July 11 insurrections in Cuba. Attorneys representing those involved in criminal proceedings assured that constitutional guarantees have been respected in trials. Cuban television has aired several reports on these trials in which defendants and relatives confirmed the transparency and legality of the process in court. And in the international agenda, we have that the Dominican Republic established new regulations for Cuban transit or change of lines for travelers on their way through the country to other destinations, Santo Domingo reported. According to Resolution 06-2022 of the General Directorate of Migration, signed by its director, Enrique Garcia, to which Prensa Latina had access, citizens of Cuban nationality in transit or changing lines through the country must have residence of citizenship of the country of destination, or instead multiple visas from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, countries of the European Union, member state of the Schengen area, and the Dominican Republic. In addition, on the other hand, Regulation 07-2022 was published, which allows Cubans residing in the United States with expired passports to enter this nation as tourists. The first legal norm is similar to those applied by other nations in the region, which were condemned by Cuba. The day before, the foreign minister of the largest of the Antilles, Bruno Rodriguez, denounced the pressure from the United States on several governments to demand visas from Cubans in his cynical effort to close the doors to immigration that it has stimulated for decades. There is still no clarity on the date on which the new decisions will begin to apply. Meanwhile, poverty grew in Uruguay in the second half of 2021, mostly affecting children under 6 years of age, according to the National Institute of Statistics. According to a study by the said institution, 76 out of every 1,000 households are below the poverty line, and if it is considered at an individual level, it accounts for 11% of those who suffer this social situation. The value taken by the proportion of poor people for the second semester of 2021 implies that out of every 1,000 people, 110 of them do not exceed the minimum income to cover the basic food and non-food needs considered by this methodology, the institution states. Poverty incidence also varies according to sex of the head of household, affecting to a greater extent female-headed households, both in Montevideo and within the country, the National Institute of Statistics states in another angle of its analysis. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.